When I heard former U.S. President Donald Trump say this, I was shocked. I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? Now I realize that, under current conditions, I could stand in the middle of Main Street in Whistler and commit a crime knowing full well that I would be released on bail within minutes. Probably just get a ticket to appear. Law and disorder in BC is not only sad, but tragic. Our Crown Council and judges are absolutely useless. Here are some BC news items from this past week. Manhunt underway for missing Abbotsford teen accused of stabbing woman. The 16-year-old was released from custody in October after being charged with aggravated assault, assault with a weapon and robbery. One of Canada's most wanted fugitives arrested in Surrey, police say. Released on bail, authorities had been searching for Amardip Singh Rai since May 2021. When he failed to appear in court on 17 charges that include sexual assault, assault with a weapon and unlawful confinement. 9 of the charges are related to firearms. Earlier this month, Ferio Panzu Mabana was released on bail after allegedly throwing hot soup in an elderly Vancouver convenience store worker's face. Also this month, the Vancouver Police Department released a 45-year-old who allegedly shot first responders working on Vancouver's downtown east side, and police, with a pellet gun. He's a man who, at the time of his arrest, was out on bail for another violent crime, said VPD Sergeant Steve Addison. He was wanted BC-wide for theft out of Nanaimo. Meanwhile, a man with more than 115 criminal convictions was arrested this month after allegedly stealing nearly $40,000 worth of art from a gallery in Vancouver, according to police, while a Richmond man with a history of domestic violence, recently convicted of beating his wife in front of their 5-year-old, won't see any jail time, a Supreme Court judge ruled last month. Our police forces are doing outstanding jobs. Our politicians, and by virtue the legal system, are a massive failure. Convince me I am wrong. Patrick Smith, Whistler.